Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Dial in via the toll-free number as we launch here into the second hour of the program. The number for you, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free, so enjoy those on us. The main feature of the site allows you, the listener, to create the content for the website. Everything you see on the front page in the main section was created by a listener like you. So get on over there to freetalklive.com, get yourself an account. It's all totally free, and you can get interactive in various different ways. So freetalklive.com. Dale is with us tonight here from anarchyinyourhead.com, and he's sharing with us the 9 most badass Bible verses. We are down, I believe, to number 1. This is from cracked.com.
You're wrong again. This is number 2.
I'm sorry. I thought we did number 2.
What should be emphasized in this story was the bravery of the Philistine soldiers.
Samson midst of number 2. I'm sorry. Okay.
This is the story where Samson slaughters 1,000 Philistines with an ass jaw.
I thought we had finished it up. Samson, the strongest man in the entire biblical story.
Yeah. So, the Philistine soldiers seemed pretty brave, specifically the ones in the back who kept charging, even after seeing 700 or so of their comrades go down with shattered skulls. We're talking about guys who probably climbed over a pile of bodies 15 feet high to get to him. Now, this Mark, you'll find this interesting. If this story seems improbable, you can always claim mistranslation. For instance, in some versions of the story, it's 20 Philistines instead of 1,000. We like to think they merely made the mistake of confusing a donkey's jawbone with that of a Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Well, you could almost – Hollywood would have you believe that a man could kill 20 people with the jawbone of an ass. I mean,
yeah.
You'll see those amazing stories. That one I could see people going for, but the 1,000 is where it really starts to just get crazy, because they do point out that this would leave all these bodies. I mean,
yeah.
when you're number 800 and you're trying to get to Samson, and you've got 800 dead comrades lying in what must be piles and piles. I guess he
let's go home.
Yeah.
What? I like this. Or perhaps donkey's jawbone was mistranslated from the original Hebrew word for minigun. runners up for this spot on the list included Josheb Bathsheba, who according to Samuel 23:8, raised his spear against 800 men, whom he killed in one encounter. Obviously, he lost points for killing fewer men and for using an actual weapon to do it, which almost seems like cheating at this point. There was also Anath in Judges 3:31, who struck down 600 Philistines with an ox goad. Oh, an ox goad is a sharp stick you use to poke oxen. I was going to ask, what is an ox goad? And they answered it. That started the Israeli tradition of killing large numbers of their enemies with farmyard tools, which continued through Samson and on to modern times, where the Six-Day War of 1967 was won by a crippled Israeli peasant wielding a watering can.
That's a joke. The nunchucks and many of the sort of martial arts weapons that you'll see are modifications from tools that the laborers used.
Ass jawbones? No.
Yeah, I think that that it was a flail, that was used to beat wheat or something.
Well, either way, the Philistines almost certainly remembered Samson as the worst thing that ever happened to them.
You'd think that at that point there wouldn't be very many Philistines left. The Philistines really lost entirely this whole Jew-Philistine battle thing, to the point that they're actually a bad word. You know?
<You're right.
laughs> It is an insult to be called a Philistine. So
saying, loser.
You really, really, really beat these guys when 2,000 years later, people are 3,000 years later, people are using their name as an insult.
Yeah.
I mean, that is really beating them.
So we are actually to number 1, Ian.
All right.
So hopefully we won't lose track again.
Thank you for that. Samuel, keeping me on track.
Samuel 18:25-27. Until David came along. So Samson was pretty badass till David came along. Saul replied, "Say to David, the king wants no other price for the bride than 100 Philistine foreskins to take revenge on his enemies." Saul's plan was to have David fall by the hands of the Philistines. When the attendants told David these things, he was pleased to become the king's son-in-law. So before the allotted time elapsed, David and his men went out and killed 200 Philistines. He brought their foreskins and presented the full number to the king so that he might become the king's son-in-law. Then Saul gave him his daughter Michal in marriage. Or Michelle? I don't know. So this passage raises several thousand questions just off the top of our head. Our heads? That's a weird expression. Anyway, what did Saul, the king at the time, want with 100 foreskins? Was he going to make a scarf? Did David think this was a strange request?
Maybe he wanted to eat them.
No, it's disgusting. No, the reason is because Jews circumcise their children, and to be holy in front of God, you must have these.
I just thought it was proof of that you killed some men.
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I think that this is somehow just showing that, you know, we're going to enforce our way of doing things on these people.
I see. If this was secretly a plan to have David killed, why didn't he require he bring back, say, 100 bear foreskins?
Mm-hmm.
Did David just wander into Philistia and kill the first 200 men he saw? Did they think this was odd? Or with all the other crap that went down back then, did they just shrug it off? How do you forcefully circumcise 200 men without violating the don't grab the junk commandment from earlier?
Well, it's only for women.
It's only for women, yeah.
Men can grab junk?
I
thought the Bible was against homosexuality.
That's not the homosexuality occurs in the mind.
Well, it was in a fight situation, right? The original.
An excuse. Those are just guys who want to grab junk.
Well, I don't know.
We were just fighting. I don't know what you're talking about.
I needed some foreskins. It wasn't gay. No homo.
I think that this makes perfectly good sense. You've got a guy who's a problem, that's David, and you have a group of people that's a problem, and that's the Philistines. You send the guy who's a problem after the people that are a problem, and what's the worst case scenario? Some problems are solved.
I think
that this is a fine idea. I think it's silly that I'm to believe it, but okay. I suppose it could have happened. 200 people. It depends on how many friends he took with him.
There's another question, though.
If his friends were ninjas, maybe?
Yeah. Whose job was it to count the foreskins after David came back?
Did they
make a pair of tongs long enough for that task?
this isn't free people. They got eunuchs and slaves for things like this.
Okay.
This is the thing that I find so reprehensible about the Old Testament, is the way that it just shrugs off slavery. And just, you know, this fair, just, good God, who's the same fair, just, good God we have today, just doesn't have a problem with slavery. And he could have solved a lot of problems in human history. He could have really moved us forward instead of this whole, hey, you shouldn't be grabbing other people's junk law.
That's a good
he could have substituted,
video.
It's not okay to own another human being. To do so is reprehensible. To suggest doing so is reprehensible. And if you're going to dispense punishments, kill people who do this crap.
That would be a good 11th commandment.
There was a great video. I saw a guy say that, you know, basically when Jesus is about to decide to go to earth and do the things he's going to do on earth, and the angels are making suggestions to him about things he could do to prove that he's the Lord and everything.
This is the
you can tell them about germs. You can tell them to wash their hands. Yeah, non-stamp collector.
It's awesome.
Wait, what? I'm sorry, you kind of cut off his story. What?
Angels were telling Jesus in this video that was done, it was like a little mock-up of Jesus in heaven right before he comes to earth in human form to and they're telling him some things he could do to prove that he's the Lord and to inspire people's faith. You could tell them a lot of useful things, like
sure.
Germs cause all these diseases. Oh, no, demons. We're going to tell them demons.
No, I'll just tell them it's demons.
I think I've seen this one.
You know, there's all these things he could have said that would actually be really, you know, and then in modern times people would go, wow, Jesus knew these things back then, you know.
Right, that would tip me off that Jesus was perhaps a very enlightened and, perhaps maybe even the Son of God. If he would have mentioned, bacteria, how they washing your hands might have, you know, been a good thing. Nope, driving demons out of people.
Toll free number, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll free line. Take control of the airwaves, bring up anything. I actually got smoking ban updates from both the East Coast and the West Coast coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, Your Honor, I didn't know about this law. How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, Ignorance of the law is no excuse. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizeDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
If you're in a service business, that's money ringing in your ears. If your phone's not ringing, chances are it's a problem with your marketing. Landscapers, painters, roofers, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, handymen. Anyone with a residential service business can build a huge and loyal customer base fast with the Magic Yellow Flyer. No more expensive newspaper, yellow pages, or internet pay-per-click ads. The Magic Yellow Flyer will have new customers calling you within 1 week. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. And the Magic Yellow Flyer comes with an outrageous one-year guarantee. You will get new customers or your money back. For details, go to MagicYellowFlyer.com. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
Men, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at
1-800-259-9231. You can control the airwaves by dialing in toll free. You can reach Free Talk Live. That's this show. You take control at 800-259-9231 and bring up whatever you want. 1-800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. You can visit us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy our features there. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners with dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo to show they are indeed listeners of the program. You can also send a validated video over at shrine.freetalklive.com. That is shrine.freetalklive.com.
Do you want to know how to give your baby a head start? You can teach your baby to read beginning as early as 3 months old. It's easy and it's fun to do with the Monkey See, Monkey Do Baby Reading Kit. And if you order now, you can get free shipping over there at babyreadingkit.com, as I understand it. That was the offer that they last told me about. You'll have to check with them, but I'm sure that they'll offer it to you anyway. If you mention this ad, it's babyreadingkit.com. And my son has taken this. He can read. This program works, and I recommend it for your kid. It's amazing to see my son read off these flashcards. It's babyreadingkit.com.
All right, so 800-259-9231 is the number here. You can take control, and we go to a couple of different stories about smoking bans from the West and East Coast. First, a quick one out of New York City, where the proposal is on the table. And normally I don't talk so much about proposals to change things on this show.
Sometimes they're very shocking, though.
There are a lot of crazy proposals out there. This one doesn't seem so shocking. Just because we've all been acclimated to the idea of smoking bans, or many of us have, they have spread across the United States. I don't think they're in all 50 states. I don't know how many they are in.
Many.
But a lot of them have them, and some municipalities also have them if the state governments don't. And, of course, they tend to be the most extreme in California, and New York City also one of the highest regulated places in the country. So you tend to see bans and controls and new regulations spread. So this one's actually not a new idea. It's just that New York City's getting possibly closer to implementing it. They want to take their smoking ban outdoors. City officials, this is according to the Associated Press, they announced new legislation on Wednesday that would outlaw smoking in parks, beaches, marinas, boardwalks, and pedestrian plazas throughout the city. That means no smoking in Central Park or on the Coney Island boardwalk. Visitors could be issued quality of life summonses because your life will be made better with a trip to court by the Parks Department. Mayor Michael Bloomberg has said in the past he was skeptical the city could pass such an expansive smoking ban, but the staunchly anti-tobacco mayor said in July that he was waiting for a final city report on the idea. City Council legislation will require hearings before the full 51-member body can vote. Other states and cities nationwide.
51-member body of what?
The City Council.
That's how many people are on the city council in New York City?
The way I read that,
I had no idea.
You can check that with you. By all means, check
it. It's one of the biggest governments in the world. And I never realized there's so many people on it.
Other states and cities nationwide have similar bans in parks and beaches, which is why it will work. Because that's all the legal department has to do is they'll just come to the mayor with their report and they'll say, yeah, it's working out in Santa Monica. So it'll work here.
You know, it makes perfectly good sense if you look at it like parks and these places belong to the government. When you realize that, these spaces don't belong to us altogether, because, those are the ones that are forced to fund it. Smokers and non-smokers alike are forced to fund these parks, these beaches, and these whatever.
But now you can't be there and enjoy a cigarette.
Now you can't smoke your cigarette outdoors in these places. And I'm sure it will pass. I bet it will at some point, if not this particular time.
It's because somebody might be offended, right? It's not because this is in any way a health risk to people. You're outdoors. You are not.
Well, I don't like I don't like smelling cigarettes at all personally. But
that's what I'm telling you, Mark. Yeah. It's about what you like. It's not about it being a health risk. You're outdoors. You're not forced to encounter this. If you're downwind from it, it's a minor blow-by. This isn't a significant concentrated amount of smoke. It's not like you're in a smoky bar.
I'm sure someone could argue. Like, if you're sitting right next to the person who's smoking, I agree with you. It seems quite absurd.
Then don't sit down right next to the person smoking, right? I mean, pick another bench. So it's all about what's comfortable. So let's outlaw stinky perfume and farting in public parks as well, because, those are make people uncomfortable also. Those smell bad.
Yeah,
about health. It's about things that smell bad. It's about people not liking cigarette smoke and the people that smoke them, right? Isn't that what this is really all about? Because who could claim this is about health effects?
Well, I think that some people have worse reactions than others, but I would have to agree. You're talking, this is very diluted, and it's mostly in passing. And, to some extent, the smoker sat down next to you, and you don't like it. then you can get, pick up your blanket at the beach and move downwind a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I understand you were there first and all that stuff, but
it's public property.
The smoker pays those his taxes too, and it's a tough scenario. That's why public property is a bad idea.
Yeah, absolutely. Of course, if parks were privately owned, then the private owners could set whatever rules they want, and there wouldn't be much you could say about it. I mean, you could complain to the owner, but if the owner didn't care, if the owner doesn't like smokers, then...
I do worry about... I know there's this notion of privatizing. There was even an article about privatizing a local park recently, and I know it's presented often as like a solution to government abuse of public, rules on public property and everything. The problem is if I worry about these piecemeal applications of it in a very statist society, because, for instance, the trespass of 12 people were arrested at a local jail out here, mm-hmm. Because it was declared to be private property, even though it was paid for with tax dollars. It was just that there was a workaround somehow. And I hope it gets resolved to not be valid and everything, but they had somehow done this workaround, but even though it had been paid for with tax dollars and everything, they had somehow declared it to be private property so they could do whatever they want with it. So I just worry about it just being a workaround. Mm. You know what I mean? Like,
sure.
Somehow maintaining control indirectly, but it's private, so they can just kick anyone off of it. And all of a sudden, now you can't even make the claims you would normally make about it being public property so that they don't just arbitrarily do whatever they want.
So now switching over to the West Coast, because that was the New York City proposed changes. There have actually apparently been some changes out in Santa Monica, according to LAWeekly.com. If you're a smoker, you're not welcome in Santa Monica. That's pretty much the message of the city to Santa Monica that the city of Santa Monica sent to smokers Thursday as a new law went into effect, making it illegal for people to light up within 25 feet of any apartment building, window, or vent, according to the Santa Monica Daily Press report.
This is going to be – just make it ridiculous. You have to go home to smoke.
Well, no, 25 feet of any apartment building, window, or vent. So I guess that means apartment windows and apartment vents because – well, maybe it means all the windows. I'm not positive on that because I guess you – would you be allowed to smoke outside your own house if you were within 25 feet of those windows? But your neighbors, if you're within 25 feet of their windows, would it then be illegal? It's all getting confusing.
I don't know. I mean, hard to say.
The intention is to prevent people.
What it comes down to is there's going to be an incredibly elaborate set of rules that they will just be able to get you one way or another.
They'll have
no
it, yeah.
Smoking.
So we'll give you a little bit more about this new law out there in Santa Monica, and you can look forward to it spreading to a city near you, because, like I said before, that's how these things work. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
There are all sorts of things on the market designed to keep you safe when you're out and about. Whistles, mace, you name it. But for real peace of mind for parents, students, and children, you need an iSafe bag.
We heard a loud noise, and I could see a flashing in the backpack.
The sound was different than a car alarm, so it was a different sound, so we looked to see what it was.
I think it's a great idea.
Introducing the iSafe bag, a backpack that looks normal until you pull the pin. The iSafe bag emits two powerful sirens and a high-intensity strobe light simultaneously to attract immediate help.
Having the iSafe bag gives me a feeling of being safe because I know when I pull the alarm, people will hear it and they'll come and help me.
For mobile personal security, get the iSafe bag at iSafeBags.com. That's the letter I-S-A-F-E bags.com. iSafeBags.com.
I thank God that she had that backpack and she had enough sense to use it.
It's like having a bodyguard with you all the time. The iSafe bag, the patented bag with a built-in alarm, available at iSafeBags.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity quality and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
If you're a regular listener of this station, then disaster survival is vitally important to you and your family. Long-term food storage, water filtration, emergency food preparation, and quality survival products are not just talk topics, but a way of life. We strongly believe in being prepared for any emergency. We are foodandwaterstore.com, owned and operated by people who are into emergency preparedness. And because we are preppers like you, we own and use the products we offer. You'll find quality name brand proven products like Global Sun Ovens, Wonder Mill Flour Mills, Mountain House Foods, Satchel and Berkey water filters, and many more, plus videos and articles at foodandwaterstore.com. 90% of our customers are return customers because of our low prices and excellent customer service. We still believe the customer is always right. Discover what your family needs to weather any storm at foodandwaterstore.com or call 1-877-773-7123. Foodandwaterstore.com, helping you prepare for the storms of life.
You've got your gold, water filters, and storable food. Now for complete self-sufficiency, make your own fuel with Revenor.com. Don't laugh. A quality still from Revenor.com and our free book included with every still is all you need to beat the high cost of gas and stop dependence on foreign oil. Find out how easy it is to legally make your own alcohol fuel at R-E-V-E-N-O-O-R.com. Or call 503-662-4173. Revenor.com. Find quality alcohol stills.
Did somebody say stills? That's how Grandpappy made his own sour mash, and you can too. Revenor stills can be used to make brandies, liquors, whiskey, vodka, and more. All perfectly legal with a permit. You should check into having your own Revenor still at Revenor.com. That's R-E-V-E-N-O-O-R.com. Or call 503-662-4173. 1 year warranty on all stills from Revenor.com. Fine quality alcohol stills.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. I'm sorry. Mark's laughter is infecting me here. Now it's not fair because when we come back laughing from the break, we have to talk about,
oh dear,
what it was that was making us laugh. In this case, we should just reference it. It's another cracked.com story, and this one is entitled what?
The six raunchiest, let me see here, the six raunchiest, most depraved sex acts from the Bible.
Yeah.
So it's very funny. Yeah. And,
Go read it because we're not going to read it on the air.
Not appropriate for the air if you want to read it.
Go to crack.com and
read
it.
Dirty book.
And check with your parents first and get a permission slip.
Absolutely. You should
bring this one up in Sunday school.
Do not read this book without your parents' permission.
Bookmark the page and bring it up in Sunday school the next time.
Yeah, there you go. Ask about it in Sunday school.
All right. So 800-259-9231. That is, again, the SACL CAI toll-free line. We will take your phone calls about whatever happens to be on your mind. Also, don't forget, we've got a lot of archives over at freetalklive.com. So if you've missed a moment of the show, you just click and you download, and they're yours, free. So head on over and enjoy freetalklive.com, the archives brought to you by HostGator.
HostGator.freetalklive.com. That's the portal we've created to get you your first month of hosting completely free with HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting. They make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. I mean, how much easier do you want them to make it for you? You can, whether it's a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, you can let the experts at HostGator.freetalklive.com host you.
All right, so we're going to continue here giving you smoking ban updates as New York City looking to ban smoking from pretty much anywhere that's outdoors, what the city controls. And they haven't passed that one yet. We'll let you know if we hear about it. Santa Monica outlawing smoking on balconies, outlawing smoking within 25 feet of any apartment building, window, or vent, according to the Santa Monica Daily Press. The law is intended to prevent people from smoking on patios and balconies of apartments. Smokers who break the law are fined $100 for the first offense, with multiple violations adding up to $200 and $300. Landlords must also post signs informing tenants of the new law. They'll have until December 1st to give notice to all tenants in affected units, letting them know of places where smoking is banned. So this is another one of those laws that requires business owners, or in this case, just a landlord. I suppose if you're running an apartment building, you probably are a business owner. But then again, I own a duplex, and it's likely that this would apply to me. Anything that's got an attached facility on it that another person could live in would be subjected to rules like this. So basically, the government people are relying on all of the landlords out there to be their semi-enforcers, or at least be their informers.
Unpaid deputies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Santa Monica City Council supported the ban with Mayor Bobby Shriver casting the only dissenting vote. And get this, he voted no because he didn't think the law was strict enough. The mayor wanted to expand the ban even further to make landlords designate certain units as non-smoking. Santa Monica already has laws that prohibit smoking in multi-unit residential common areas such as yards and play areas. Smoking is already, also banned at public beaches, bus stops, and outdoor dining areas on the 3rd Street Promenade.
So, like, if I only have people coming to me who smoke, I have to turn them away and wait for someone who's a non-smoker. If I only have non-smoking units left that I have
been
required.
That one didn't pass.
I'm just sort of exploring this thought.
But
this
it would.
Thought he was having, yeah, that you would require people to have some non-smoking units.
That's right. That's
and
what,
that means that if someone came to me and I have nothing but non-smoking units left that I have to have because of this douchebag, I have to turn people away and leave them unoccupied until I get some non-smokers or something.
You know, this the whole idea of a non-smoking unit, I can understand why people want it. Smoking stinks. But, you know, the big thing about smoking is always the secondhand smoke. And they'll cite this fallacious data from the 80s on the EPA report, mm-hmm, that's been debunked, multiple times. It's just it's not science. An old unit that somebody smoked in, that's just distasteful. And mm-hmm, the individual can decide whether or not
they
want
be
to
there.
Rent that unit.
Right.
It is not in any way harmful.
Right. How bad do you want to live here? You walk in, you smell the smoky curtains and the smoky carpet, and you say to yourself, I don't want to deal with this. I'll go look at another place.
I don't want to wash these curtains.
Someone making suggestions like that just doesn't understand that the market will address that.
Of course not. He's the mayor.
You know, and if it's not a smoking or non-smoking unit, which is probably not the best way to handle it, you just clean it well. I mean, the furniture presumably is gone in most cases. You take the curtains, you wash them. You
hard floors, that helps.
You know,
too,
hard floors, or if you have carpet, you do proper carpet cleaning. You get the smell out, and non-smokers will be fine. You don't need a unit designated. That would be a horribly inefficient way to deal with it.
But he's the mayor. He knows these things. He is wise. That's why he was elected the mayor.
He's got power, and that's all that matters.
And he's probably been a government bureaucrat for his entire career.
Sure, he
doesn't
have
problems. When you have these bureaucrats making rules for businesses and landlords, and you know, these people have not run businesses themselves.
No, typically
they don't realize the complications that already exist and how much more in hellish they're making it for
people. Honestly, they don't care. Most of them think that businesses, corporations specifically, is always the buzzword, are these evil entities. And I agree that there are big problems with what a corporation is, and that those problems need to be addressed. However, I have no problem with people doing business. I think it's a human right.
So there you go. That's a couple.
It's also addressing human needs, but needs are being met by business.
The government, government addresses human needs.
Yeah.
Couple smoking ban updates for you there. As you can see, they just continue to expand. Now in Santa Monica, you cannot smoke in many public areas, including you can't even smoke out in your yard if you are in a multi-unit. You cannot smoke at a public beach, a bus stop, a park. They're just narrowing it down to where the only way you're going to be able to smoke, and it's almost like this now, The only way you'll be able to smoke is if you're in your own home that is separated from another home. So you have to, you no way you could be in an apartment building. There's no way you can be in a duplex or multiplex of some sort. You have to be in your own standalone house, and you'll likely have to have your windows and doors a certain distance away from
other people,
from your neighbors, right? And eventually they'll make it so you have to close the windows and doors. That way somebody who's on the street that happens to be walking by, won't be able to smell it.
Infected.
But then if you've got kids, you won't be able to close the windows and doors. You won't even be able to smoke in your own home with your kids. There are laws around the country that say that if you have kids, you can't smoke in your car.
Yeah.
So you can't smoke in your car with your kids there. Maybe that's what you'll have to do eventually, is you'll have to, if you've got kids at home, you won't be able to smoke outside because the smoke might waft over to your neighbor's yard where they have kids or they just don't like smoke. So you'll have to go out in your car, roll up the windows by yourself, and smoke in your car. Maybe that will be the only place eventually that you'll be able to smoke, as long as the kids aren't in the car with you at the time. I mean, they are literally whittling it down to that point. And it's just a matter of a few more pieces of legislation before that's the situation out in the West Coast. Am I exaggerating?
No.
I mean, we've talked about the smoking bans since the very first night we ever did Free Talk Live. This was, I think, the first issue that we ever talked about, because it was back in 2002 when the fool voters in Florida, by a margin of 70%, because they always vote yes whenever there's a referendum on the ballot in Florida, it always passes by 70%. So whatever you put on the ballot, you can pretty much count on the oldsters in Florida to go down, "Oh, that sounds like a great idea," and they'll just check off the yes box. So the smoking ban passed, and we've been following smoking bans and their expansions for years on this program, and there's no turning this around. They just keep getting worse. The smokers are a persecuted group of individuals, and they will be chased to the back alleys, by the dumpsters. They'll be chased into their cars, away from their homes. It's just crazy. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. They're going after the e-cigarettes, too. They want to stop you from smoking those.
1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live.
In the decades to come, hardy adventurers will colonize the solar system, rediscovering freedom and finding vast new wealth. But the government of Earth will seek to extend its power and claim that wealth as its own, any way it can. Escape from Terra, Volume 1, the first trade paperback collection of the popular adventure webcomic series, is available now for $12.95 from Big Head Press at bigheadpress.com. MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, ZenPaks, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
never clean or maintain your old-fashioned gutters again. Now there's Rain Handler. How'd you like to never have to climb a shaky ladder to dig out leaves from your gutters ever again? You need Rain Handler, the patented modern gutter that eliminates gutter cleaning forever. Rain Handler converts the runoff from your roof to gentle raindrops and spreads them away from your home, eliminating ground erosion. Rain Handler is made of self-cleaning aluminum louvers that allow leaves and debris to blow away. And Rain Handler cannot cause ice dams. Each Rain Handler section is guaranteed against winter damage and comes with a 25-year warranty and a full one-year money-back satisfaction guarantee. Go to GetRainHandler.com to see this amazing system in action, or call 800-942-3004. All radio listeners receive a 10% discount at GetRainHandler.com. That's GetRainHandler.com. Call 800-942-3004 or visit GetRainHandler.com today.
Before you purchase any water filters, you should know there's a superior American-made water filtration system available. This water filter's housing is made of high-quality stainless steel, and its filters outperform all others in the industry and are the only ones that exceed EPA standards. It's a gravity-fed water filtration system requiring no electricity or plumbing. It removes chlorine, chemicals, and dangerous biological pathogens, producing quality drinking water for less than 2 cents per gallon. Plus, its filters can be cleaned up to 200 times. What is it? It's the AquaRain. Owning an AquaRain means you own the best money can buy. Learn more and see other quality emergency preparedness products at myaquarain.com. Use the GCN code and you'll receive the book, Do-It-Yourself Emergency Preparedness, absolutely free. To order, visit myaquarain.com or call 800-585-5077. That's myaquarain.com or 800-585-5077.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
You can take control of the airwaves. Just dial in toll-free. Bring up what you want. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com, and you'll find that the features there are free. Now, if you want to help support the show, you can do that by shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Just enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a portion of the profits that Amazon would normally keep for themselves. So you just start your shopping through our link. It's the same old Amazon. They've got great prices, huge selection, even used items if you want to go that direction. Whatever it is you order through amazon.freetalklive.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. So get your shopping started at amazon.freetalklive.com and do it while you still can. The news, according to MSNBC, that the state governments are now working harder than ever to collect online sales taxes. With budgets in crisis, they are gathering steam for their enforcement efforts, says Alex Johnson, their reporter. It's too early to know exactly how much the Nebraska chapter of the March of Dimes raised this week at its annual signature Shep's auction in Omaha. But odds are that more than 10% of the charity's proceeds are going straight to the tax man. That's because the March of Dimes went online when it bought about 4,000 t-shirts from a Florida vendor to give donors during its March for Babies walk last April. The charity often buys supplies and other materials online, and it also raises money online by selling items at auction, racking up a big tax bill in each case. We didn't know that, says Rosemary Uprook, the director of the Nebraska chapter. We wish the law was different. It's taking money away from helping babies. Specifically, it's taking away about $26,000, the amount the state of Nebraska says the March of Dimes owes for unpaid taxes on the April purchase and other online transactions it engaged in over the last 5 years. Uprock acknowledged that we owe the money, which she said would have to come out of proceeds from this week's fundraiser. Assuming the final tally is the same as last year's, about $215,000, the state tax bill will eat up nearly 13% of the donations. So instead of actually giving money to help children, the good portion of the money that you would have given to the March of Dimes in that case is going to help bureaucrats, help keep them fat and happy. The law the March of Dimes stumbled over is similar to statutes in most other states, arcane regulations that mean you are probably a tax scofflaw, along with just about everybody else who has bought something online. That's roughly 80% of all U.S. adults. And there are, of course, estimates out there that say that you break, you know, at least three, you commit like three felonies a day or something like that. There's just so many laws.
I'd love to see that.
And so many rules out there that there's no way that you couldn't be in violation of them at any given time. The reasons are complicated because they involve variations in tax codes in the 46 states that collect sales tax, not to mention thousands of local tax regulations across the country. That leads to confusion, even among advocates for or against enforcing existing tax policies on online purchases, which are often misleadingly characterized as attempts to create a new internet sales tax. Sales taxes or similar levies have always been in place on most online purchases in most states, but they're almost never paid. And with their budgets in crisis, states are more determined than ever to get their share. Mm. Do you have a physical nexus? The confusion boils down to who does the collecting and when. As with everything involving tax legislation, there are exceptions and other complications from state to state. For example, if you live in Delaware, Montana, New Hampshire, or Oregon, which have no sales taxes, none of this applies. Under a 1992 Supreme Court ruling, businesses are responsible for collecting sales taxes on every sale they make in a state where they have a physical nexus. In other words, if the business has a store, an office, or even a single sales rep in your state, it's supposed to tack the state sales tax onto your bill. Online retailers like Amazon.com typically don't add the tax, except in the states where they're based or where they have physical facilities like warehouses or distribution centers. Amazon, for instance, collects sales taxes only in Washington, its home state, Kansas, Kentucky, North Dakota, and New York. The tax is still supposed to be paid, however, and if the seller's not responsible, then you, the buyer, are. In general, you're supposed to voluntarily file your own report and pay the standard tax on your out-of-state online purchases.
Ludicrous.
The appropriate forms are available on state tax agency websites. Revenue officials are happy to remind you.
No, I'm sure.
But it turns out the vast majority of Americans are completely unaware of those rules.
Gee, I wonder why.
So the forms don't get filed and the taxes don't get paid. To the tune of $8.6 billion in 2010 alone, according to the National Conference of State Legislatures. That's a big problem, they say, because sales taxes, as they're called when they're handled by a retailer, and use taxes, as they're called when the customer handles them after an out-of-state transaction, most often pay for schools and public safety. It's just a lack of education, said Adrian Farwell, a spokesbureaucrat for the South Carolina Department of Revenue, which is estimated to have missed out on $94 million in uncollected online taxes last year. Well, what is the solution here for these poor state governments? Clearly, jail cells will solve this problem. Let's just throw all of these 80-plus percent of the people that are making online purchases into a jail cell, and that'll teach them a lesson. Anybody else got any ideas?
I think that this is just an area where you've got an unenforceable law. There's all kinds of unenforceable laws out there. The government, the legislators have no onus of responsibility when it comes to making laws that are actually enforceable, that aren't stupid. And so they'll pass whatever they pass, and then if they can catch up, 5% of the population, make them pay, then, well, what's the big deal? We got that much more extra money, and we had some bureaucrats employed in the process.
I know a guy in California who was very proud to say he always filled out his forms to pay online sales taxes.
That's sad.
Mm-hmm.
What a sad.
Because California has if I recall, California has a rule like that where you're supposed to pay the sales tax on things you buy online, and you're supposed to fill out the form.
Keep
When you file your income taxes at the end of the year, you're supposed to keep your receipts and file and pay that with your income tax and say, this is how much I bought from Amazon or whatever.
Even though it's totally off their records. They have no idea whether you bought
stuff
or not.
People volunteer the information.
Yep.
They pay the tax, and they're glad to take it.
It's so sad. It's so pathetic.
And he wasn't going to be a bad person and break the law.
According to the story here, again, the spokesbureaucrat saying, it's just a lack of education. We just need to educate the taxpayers. They just need to be informed. It's not education. It's threatening. You're going to threaten them.
Well, they're educating them that there is a threat involved.
Right. And she says, there are taxpayers that are willing to comply with the law.
There are some.
And remit the appropriate amount of taxes that are due, but they don't know that that's what they're supposed to be doing. South Carolina, like most states, relies on consumers to be honest. But if you happen to
be... That's not honest. Hold on, folks. If a robber comes up to you on the street, points a gun at you and says, give me all your money, you pull out the money that you have in one pocket and you give it to him, are you morally responsible for telling him, hey, I've got money in the other pocket? I mean, what kind of stupid nut says this?
Yeah. Well, they work for the government. The Department, or actually that was the article writer, so journalists, Department of Revenue realizes that there's concern and there are issues with collecting the use tax, but we aggressively go after that because that's who you are.
Yep,
you are aggressors. You are people who don't respect the rights of other human beings, and that so you have no qualms with threatening people with violence to get your way. That's all you are. Amazon laws draw support as the economic downturn has gouged ever bigger holes in their budgets. Officials have started to turn up the heat. That's why Nebraska Tax Commissioner Douglas Ewald went after the March of Dimes, one of several charities he said the state is pursuing. Boy, they're really picking their targets there, huh?
And all this money that the state's getting here, you know, this was going to go help babies.
That's right.
With diseases.
That's right. Well, yeah. You know, they've got their priorities straight. It's interesting that he's going after charities because, well, they're bigger targets, right? It's easier to go after the business owners. It's easier to go after the charities. And because the business owners in the other states in which these people are making the purchases from don't feel any obligation because they're not living under the exact thumb of those state legislatures. They're not in the same states. They don't feel the obligation to collect those taxes and send them. If you've got a business in Delaware, you don't feel the obligation to collect the taxes for California. So that's what's happening here is now California saying, well, if you're making the purchase, we're going to come after you because we can't do anything to the people in Delaware.
Right. They don't have jurisdiction.
Yeah. So according to the story here, they're going after charities now. Numerous other states are considering legislation or studying proposals that would crack down on non-payment of online taxes. The Alabama Department of Revenue is sending letters to random taxpayers telling them to review their last 3 years of online purchases and send in a check. In February, Colorado enacted the so-called...
You imagine how scary it is to get this letter in the mail? What if you didn't make any online purchases or you don't remember any or you don't have the paperwork for it? I mean, you're probably scared to death that the government knows what you've been doing.
And you're too afraid to ignore them?
Because people believe that the government is this big, efficient computer in the sky that knows everything, when in fact, it's just the opposite.
Yep. More coming up here. Okay, we'll give you some other examples of what they're doing to crack down on you dastardly, dishonest people who would dare to buy a book on Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com and not fill out a government form and pay a tax to your masters to inform them of it. Hour 3's coming up.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Carnation Evaporated Milk, the cooking milk that makes life richer. For rich and creamy recipes, visit us at thecookingmilk.com. We all have our roster of recipes, but eating the same dishes over and over becomes boring. Instead of throwing them out and starting from scratch, play with different ingredients to give new flavor to old standards. Try Thai spices instead of your usual Italian seasonings. That just might do the trick. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.